This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, here we are back again for another hour this week of DJV Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is at the ready from his clinic, Lake Cardiology, down in Mardura, Florida. We'll tell you how you can get in touch with him personally during the course of the hour. If, in fact, you are motivated or moved, a couple of new stations in the fold. So welcome to our discussion of the research that's done by Ken in his office. Not only is he an eminent cardiologist, but he's also a researcher, has been doing a lot of good work over COVID. And before that, when it comes to your heart disease, things that are affecting the circulatory system in your body, he's our man. If he can't do it, nobody can. Remember that? Dr. Ken, he's our man. If he can't do it, nobody can. Tell me you remember that from high school, surely. Huh? Yes.
Yes, first and ten.
Okay. Now, we have one. It appears that we have one COVID story, hooray, and then we can move on to other things. So let's start with this is not good. There are a lot of people who have been speculating about COVID, what it does to your brain. A lot of people are speculating about what COVID vaccines can do for your brain. This particular research looks like it's focused on having the disease. Would these be long haulers that would have problems with their brain, do you think, Ken? What's the research show?
All of the above. Yes. You brought up last week the whole bit about loss of taste and smell.
Yes.
And what was the mechanism of that? And we know that that is due in the original strain and Delta due to the fact that the virus gets into the brain, gets into the nerves that affect smell and taste. And so there's a suggestion that we know that the COVID-19 virus may actually get into the brain in general and create issues in some patients, not in everybody. And this is a very, very reputable study, Nature, a major scientific journal worldwide, this week learning that actually in some patients, there is memory loss long term, and it can cause brain shrinkage. It's just not an alarm, not to create panic, not to linger with COVID as we're trying to get it in our rear view mirror. It's just to make sure that people realize that if there is some unexpected loss of memory, unexpected changes in our ability of our brain to function, in the possibilities of cause, you need to think about, did the person have COVID-19?
Mm. All right. So is there anything anywhere about the studies that would reflect on the vaccines and what they might be doing to our brain? Or is it all?
Well, there's no evidence, and the vaccine, as much as you would like to make it the culprit.
No, I don't want I took it. I don't want anything to happen to me, thanks, or other people that took it.
There's no report in any reputable medical journal this week so far that there's been effects on the brain. Have you? Why in
I just
checking out from the grocery store? Did you see in the on the headlines
that reminds me. What does it take? Let's define for people, because the things that we talk about here are interpretations from you, the research that's being done, and how it affects the average person. So you're a translator, in a manner of speaking. But what does it take to be a reputable journal of medicine? Who defines what reputable is when it comes to medical journals? Good question, right?
The word is peer reviewed is what really is part of that. And what peer review means is that you can criticize the peer review system, but for example, to get published in Nature, which we just talked about, it's a peer-reviewed journal, so they will send the article that gets proposed by the authors for publication to a round table of scientists from around the country, and it has to pass review by this group, not just by the people who own the journal, an independent group of people. And that's the peer review.
But who chooses them? I think the criticism comes on this being the good old boys club on both sides, because some of the homeopathic or naturalistic thinkers
you do have to be from the right pedigree and the right credentials, and you can criticize the system, but again, in anything we do anywhere in the world, somebody makes up the rules. I mean, you can zone in, who decides on your farm, who gets fed. I mean, exactly. So, I mean, unless we elect you to be in charge of every journal in the world,
I think that's a good idea.
Decides who gets on their peer review. Somebody has to make those decisions.
This is not a criticism, but I think it's an acknowledgement of the imperfections of the system, no matter what.
What's a better system?
I don't think there is. There probably isn't one.
Any system you create, I can
throw
holes into it.
And that's why we have these discussions here between you, not between, although it would be good. I think I should put you and Jack together for an hour. We haven't done that for a while. But the other participant in DJV Health is Jack Stockwell, who would say that their studies, the stuff that's done by naturalists or homeopaths or whomever, would be done, the peer review that's done in those journals, is not the same people, but it's done the same way. So the empirical information that then comes out, and people who have certain training believe one way and others who have training believe another way. I can remember for years going to regular quote unquote PM, the family doctor I had, Dr. Bob Johnson. And when I started going to chiropractic and I was seeing him, he was disgusted with me. Why do you waste your money? This is terrible. These people aren't recognized by any legitimate doctor. So I remember asking him once, because he had a family friend who went to him until he died, actually. I said, what makes what you're saying better than what the other guy is saying? And he never really gave me a good answer. So, and now chiropractic is recognized as a legitimate way to treat ailments, et cetera, et cetera. So I just think
there is some bias, there definitely is. You have to have the right pedigree, and that is frustrating. But again, just because it's been accepted for publication doesn't mean I necessarily talk about it, because we know what happened with COVID.
It's a reference point.
Clearly, bias was published.
And
unfortunately retracted later. So we know that we know from COVID what happened. There are problems with the peer review system. But here, the article we just talked about, unless the authors fudge the data, which you have to always deal with. In the peer review system, the reviewers don't go and repeat the experiment that the authors are presenting. So you have to have some trust that the people who wrote up the manuscript actually did the experiments and collected the data. I mean,
it's all about trust. Yeah, it's all about trust. All right.
And that has happened.
Yeah. Well, I trust you, and that's why you're here, and I trust Jack, but sometimes I don't know what to do because of the difference in thought, because I have such high regard for both of you. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. This is DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder, no matter what your stripes in terms of your medical thinking, one thing is for sure. Both Jack and Ken and any doctor worth his or her salt will tell you that being overweight is a recipe for disaster. Ken says all the time he's never seen anybody in their 80s or beyond who is obese, because they just don't live. And if your body mass index is out of whack, from what most experts on either side of the coin suggest is practical, then you're cruising for a bruising. as they say. So let's help people out with that. If you're on a diet and you've been successful, now the next step is, how do you keep the weight off that you have lost? And the secret answer, which isn't such a secret anymore, been around for 25 years, is the all-natural product Calitrin. I prefer it in capsule form, although it does come in liquid form. This is a way to naturally, because it is this, the form is pretty simple, developed by a doctor and three of his nurses when they saw the frustration people had of going on these yo-yo diets, lose weight, gain weight, lose weight, gain weight. So Calitrin's number one impact helps you lose it if you're on a program, but also keeping it off. That's what you need. That's the secret. Go to toploss.com. Check out all the success stories. See if there's somebody in there, I'm sure there is, who's had the same experience that you're going through, and then follow along. Right now, when you go to toploss.com, when you order, you get their BOGO deal, the 90-90 special. So you buy enough for you, and then you get enough for somebody else. It doesn't cost anything. The savings are here. They'll help you pay for it if you have a little problem. So let's get on the ball. Lose the weight, keep it off. Calitrin, natural, all those things you got to keep in your mind. Plus, the DJV code, which you use when you're checking out after the purchase of Calitrin, use the DJV code on it for paper shipping, and it ensures you'll get the best deals on the product possible. That's Calitrin, saving lives every single day at toploss.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. Algae Cal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. Algae Cal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And Algae Cal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. Algae Cal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how Algae Cal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-397-6805. 800-397-6805. 800-397-6805. That's 800-397-6805.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here, overviewing what's going on in the world of nutrition, the world of taking good care of yourself. I'm going to be seeing Ken by the time this airs. I will be in Ken's backyard waiting to spend the day with him, going through all of the charts and the reports and the things. You got any new toys that I'm going to experience when I'm there?
Yeah, we're going to give you a present.
A present? Whoa! That'd be good. It's worth the trip. it just is. You know what? And it's been 3 years. Can you believe it? It's been 3 years since I saw you. 3 years since you did COVID and this year and last year. I mean, last year and the year before. The last time I saw you was 2019. I was just thinking about that. I'm flabbergasted. I think about it again. It is flabbergasting. All right, anyway, so the next time we talk, Ken will tell you what the kind of shape I'm in. It's 21 after the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
With Dr. Ken Kronhaus, I'm Doug Steffen here, happy to lead the charge to intelligent information about intelligent medical procedures, research, that sort of thing. By the way, Ken at his clinic can be reached at 352-735-1400. I was listening to an infomercial the other day, and the fellow doing the plugging of what I'm trying to remember what it was I was watching was some new vacuum cleaner, I think, or something. I don't know. But the pitch was the telephone number. Call the number on your screen. And it's on the screen for about 3 seconds. The reason I'm saying that is because sometimes people say, you go too fast with a number. I'm writing it down. Slow down. So here we go. Ken's number, 352-735-1400. Call that number. You're not going to catch him at the kitchen table having dinner, but you will get to the office and you make an appointment to see him in person, like I'm going to do next week, or on the telemedical Zoom channels. They're all there. Ken is at your service and certainly will be on your side. 352-735-1400. Okay, let's get off of COVID. Well, yeah, let's go to one of the other stories that you've researched. I want to do more, and you know, you are a cardiologist, and we've kind of let that go. So let's start with mental health and its relationship to heart disease, Ken.
Sure. We talk frequently about the brain-heart connection. Mm-hmm. And in the Journal of the American Heart Association this week, there's a really good study, interesting, about how serious mental conditions, you know, we're talking now about schizophrenia, where people actually hallucinate. They are really not in touch with reality. They hear things that are not there. They see things that are not there. Or bipolar, manic, what used to be called manic depression, where sometimes people are so much hyper and active than they should be, and way up, not just a little bit, but amazingly high in their mental state. And then they go to these low lows. So they have both. They're called bipolar. So in serious mental health conditions, this study reports that it actually may double the risk of significant heart disease having heart attacks, things like that. Wow. So it's just so important to have good heart health. It's important to have good mental health. And we know from other studies earlier that even mental stress, even anxiety, where it gets to the bipolar state of depression, but any kind of depression is just not good for the heart. And that's why it is, not that I'm a cardiopsychiatrist, but I have rarely ever met cardiologist that doesn't do a little psychiatry
Is there such a thing as a cardiopsychiatrist?
It's funny you ask that. At the University of Arizona, they actually a few years ago started a program combining the two specialties. So it's unique to the University of Arizona that they actually do have a subspecialty like that.
Really?
If you hang around any cardiology office, there's a lot of mental health issues associated because the patients bring both of them to you, and you have to be able to work in both arenas.
All right. I guess I get that, and it is important. We're talking a little about brain. That's that part of how your brain functions, stuff that you can't see, but yet it's there. And I want to go back to the stuff we were just for a second, not necessarily about the COVID connection, but brain function in general, something we also haven't spent a lot of time talking about outside the COVID reality. So that's coming up next year as we continue to review what's going on in the journals of medicine, interpreted by one Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on DJV Health.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k or IRA? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Experts agree the 401k has been a dismal failure, and even the man who invented it now says it's a monster that should be destroyed. 401ks and IRAs have major dangers, including fees that gobble up 50% of your retirement savings over time. The government controls your money and changes the rules anytime they want, and it gets worse. History confirms we're past due for a major market crash that could wipe out 50% of your savings again. Now, a free report from Bank on Yourself reveals where the inventor of the 401k puts his money. You're 100% protected from crashes. There are no fee surprises, and you control your money, not the government. Plus, your withdrawals are tax-free, which protects your savings from being devoured by taxes that can only get more monstrous. So get your report now at freereportfast.com. That's freereportfast.com. freereportfast.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The White House is warning a new Russian propaganda campaign claims the United States was building outlawed weapons in Ukraine. Without offering any proof, Russia has convened the United Nations Friday morning to discuss their findings with the world body. U.S. officials discount the claim, saying that this is a pretext for Putin to use biological or chemical weapons in his invasion of Ukraine. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
The Russian accusations are absurd. They're laughable. And, in the words of my Irish Catholic grandfather, a bunch of malarkey.
The United States, together with the group of seven nations and the European Union, will announce Friday Russia's most favored nation status will be revoked over its invasion of Ukraine. The announcement is expected at 10:15 p.m. Eastern. The White House said Biden will also announce actions to continue to hold Russia accountable for its unprovoked and unjustified war on Ukraine. USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
As leaders in Washington continue to run inflation higher with policies that are costing every American roughly $300 a month more than it did a year ago, fuel prices are now the highest in U.S. history. The White House is admitting higher energy prices are the major culprit. As we're reminded, the Biden administration on day one directly assaulted the energy sector, leading us to where we are now, energy dependence from other countries. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki.
Well, as you know, a large driver of these inflationary numbers from the last, these monthly numbers, were from energy prices. And we have seen the increase, happen as a result of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. So while we're looking at year over year, and there were year over year numbers that came out about a month ago as well, there are still predictions and projections from the Federal Reserve and outside economists about inflation moderating towards the end of the year. Obviously, they make those assessments on a regular basis. But in terms of prices going up, we do anticipate that gas prices and energy prices will go up.
The United States has officially designated the country of Qatar as a major non-NATO ally, a move that enhances the partnership between Doha and Washington, D.C., and gives the Gulf country special economic and military privileges in its relationship with the U.S. President Biden issued the presidential declaration formally announcing the change on Thursday afternoon. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated, and a TGIF to you. USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Dr. Ken is here, known worldwide. Yep, you can hear this program around the nation and around the world on the radio stations that carry it through the end of every week, and also the podcast that's available at djvhealthshow.com, The Brain and Howard Farr. I was thinking when you were talking about the COVID business and what happens to your brain and brain shrinkage, of guys like Albert Einstein, who think about what he accomplished with his brain. Remember when he died, there were people like Walt Disney had just cryogenically saved his body or his brain, Ted Williams had. And so people wanted to do that with Albert Einstein's brain. And so what's the difference between the brain and the mind? That's got to be something that good, thoughtful, provocative people can talk about. Is your mind included in your brain? Or vice versa.
I would definitely feel that without a brain, you wouldn't have a mind. So they're definitely related, Doug.
All right. So, but you got to have a brain before you have a mind. Sounds like that's Well, you got to have a brain. Okay, that makes sense.
This now, is getting very deep.
Yeah, let's get out of the weeds. The study about people who work various shifts, first shift, second shift, third shift, what does that do to their brain function, varying shifts?
It doesn't seem to be very healthy for the brain. This is out of the medical journal Occupational and Environmental Medicine this week, that people who work shift, especially the late night, you know, the midnight to 8 a.m.
11 to 7, that kind of stuff, yeah.
11 to 7, that shift. Yes, the one where most of us are sleeping or should be sleeping.
Yeah.
This shift seems to have effect on the brain, and it can cause memory issues, and it can cause the brain actually not functioning properly, so that you have issues like attention span, issues actually thinking during the day. And if you are dealing inappropriately with issues of thinking, thought, memory, you may want to look around when you're doing your work and when you're sleeping and wonder whether you may not be on the right shift because you are someone who is getting affected by this shift work in particular. So if you're in your 30s or 40s and you're beginning to lose some of your function, you know, the culprit may be when you're working, and the possibility of switching that shift may get to the problem.
All of us who work in the radio world and the medical world, you certainly, when you were going through your training and you were
absolutely
a resident, you had to work around the clock, right? You
absolutely.
All
absolutely
night, all day.
Absolutely. Many of us have worked that late. I mean, I worked that late shift. I worked that shift in ERs when I was in training and moonlighting in training and definitely have worked that shift. And some, it doesn't bother. Some will have worked that forever and love it. But, you know, there are nurses who never, ever work any other way. That's how they work their whole life. But
yeah.
I just point out that it might have a not so healthy effect on some. And if you are wondering why your head is not working the way it should, and you're not yet at the age where you think it should be that way, just think about when are you working, when are you sleeping, and are you eating right, are you exercising right, I hope you're not smoking. All of these things can affect how well your brain is functioning and keep it functioning adequately as you get older. All the things we harp about keeping the heart healthy will keep the brain healthy.
Eat oatmeal every day. That'll take care of it, right?
Well, just a healthy Mediterranean diet will definitely keep your brain healthy.
Yep. Okay. The next item, this is something that I talked about this on the DJV program, vaping and the vagaries that come with vaping and who's using it and how this got through the legal hurdles of inspection. How the hell did this get through the FDA? So what's the latest here?
Yeah, it really does amaze me that people want to throw up this dense cloud around them and then breathe it in.
Yeah.
And I just never understood it myself. But the latest from the American Journal of Preventive Medicine, the latest in a long list of hazards of vaping is that it also may increase your risk for diabetes. So I think this came out initially as a possible good way to get off of cigarettes, but the more it's been studied, the more it's been used, it has its own set of hazards, and you know, it doesn't look like it's the best way to get off of cigarettes, and people get hooked on this and then they get all their own issues with it. So I'm still looking for any reason why somebody would want to do this.
Yeah. Me too. Let's go back to the brain. I want to go in and out of the brain. There's a study that I saw that suggests for just having one drink a day will change your brain. And again, a DJV show conversation about it not being good. Alcohol, you know, and this is the problem because there are plenty of studies that refer to drinking a glass of wine is very good because of the resveratrol that's in the grapes, grape juice, wine, et cetera, et cetera. So how do we know what to believe? That's it. It's a continuing story.
As we get better at picking up smaller bits of damage. You know, the tools, you asked me, do we have any new tools in our office? And we do, and we can talk about that some other time. But as we advance our science, the tools get better, sharper, clearer, and we start seeing things in the body that are not easy to see as we get older and as we get better. And 10 years from now, we're going to have even a better microscope. I use that metaphorically to see what inside into the body. And you're discussing this article that just came out suggesting that any alcohol can damage the brain. And that's what this study is suggesting. And it's difficult because we do talk about the healthy benefits of up to 1 to 2 servings for men, 0 to 1 per day for females. And then now this study comes out saying that all alcohol is hazardous to your brain, and it is hard to digest this. I'm still digesting it myself because I know exactly the study you're talking about.
Yeah, it just seems kind of strange. The fellow who had the first pig heart transplant has run into a problem. We'll talk about that as we continue here, more than just a problem. This is DJV Health, Doug with Dr. Ken MyPillows. Got a promo code DJV. You want to buy some MyPillows for $19.98? You can do it by going to MyPillow.com. Yes, there's a flash sale going on right now. Using the DJV code, you can save up to 66% on hundreds of MyPillow products. Slippers, towels, mattresses, dog beds, down comforters, bed sheets, you name it. They're all at MyPillow.com. There are with each minute, apparently, I was getting some info from the people at MyPillow. 10,000 people a minute go to MyPillow.com. That's pretty amazing, isn't it, huh? So go to the homepage, MyPillow.com. Look at the classic MyPillows. Look at the special deals that they have using the DJV code. You can order anything that you want. There are all kinds of colors for the sheets and the towels. It's very cool. And then they have the complete mattress system that is available and on sale right now using the DJV code. You can save 30% on that. Don't forget the promo code DJV when you're shopping for a better night's rest at MyPillow.com.
Getting a new ride is fun. Shopping online for a new car, not so much. Stop doing the same car search over and over again on multiple sites and try Autotempest.com. See all the cars with one easy search. Our powerful search engine scours all the top car shopping sites, giving you instant results so you can easily browse all the listings with one search. Whether a dream ride, a family hauler, or a work truck, let us help you find your next ride. Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Discover the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Okay, I don't know who needs to hear this, but if you're not shopping spring essentials at Kohl's, you're missing out. I just got 20% off the cutest outfit from Sonoma Goods for Life, 25% off Hurley, which my son loves, and 25% off Champion and Adidas. Did I mention I also got an extra 15% off and earned Kohl's cash? Here's to longer days and more time to save. Flex Style, 15% offer ends March 20th. Hurley, Champion, Adidas coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Dr. Ken here. I'm Doug Steffen, Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Mount Dora, Florida. The mouth guard, well, I had a dentist prescribe a mouth guard for me for my uppers I don't, for my, that sounds weird, doesn't it, for my upper. I don't have false, well, I have a false plate in the front because I knocked all my front teeth out when I was a kid playing with my dog. But I generally had pretty good teeth and I don't snore and I don't have that kind of a problem. But I guess a lot of people who do use that CPAP thing for sleep apnea. Now maybe you don't have to, huh?
Right. You may have had a mouth guard for grinding, which is
yes.
very common. Okay.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
if people, a very common issue, people grind while they're sleeping. This is different than snoring. And it's not clearly understood why people grind. Some people think it's a stress issue. And but very common. And so that you don't wear away your teeth, and you can. You can move them, wear them away. A very effective mouth guard can really help there. But the real big news in the last year or two, it initiated from the Mayo Clinic, was coming up with an alternative to CPAP for sleep apnea. Cardiologists don't specifically diagnose or treat sleep apnea, but the reason why we get so interested in it is because it offsets all the goodness that we as cardiologists provide to the patients. When people have sleep apnea, they get high blood pressure. They can get coronary artery disease from that or independently from that, rhythm issues. The body just doesn't function real well, and it just does havoc to the heart. And that's why we're always on the radar, have our radar up for asking people about, do they snore? Does their sleeping partner say they wake up gasping for air? People who are obese have a tendency to this. But if you snore, there's a very high likelihood you have sleep apnea. 25% of adult men, 10% of adult women have obstructive sleep apnea, where the airway literally closes while you're sleeping and the body's not getting oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge with this is that most people think the only option for this very common issue is CPAP. And some people love it, but many people can't stand it.
Yeah,
it's noisy. You feel like you're entrapped. It's just unpleasant. Sometimes it causes skin issues. It just is not really nice for people who want to sleep in a natural manner, because it definitely is not.
So this is just another alternative to check out the mouth guard.
Well, this is a very nice proven alternative, because forever there was no choice. You either did CPAP or your body was going to deteriorate. But the Mayo Clinic, about a year or two, proven a very good study that a dentist who knows how to give you this a mouth guard that fits you personally, the special mouth guard, is it just as good as CPAP? And then now more studies with this are being reported this week, and it really looks good, like this special mouth guard is a good alternative mm-hmm. to CPAP. Yeah, so right. If you were afraid of getting diagnosed, you didn't want to get treated, talk to a dentist or a sleep specialist who knows how to treat and knows how to produce for you the special mouth guard. Even the insurers are beginning to cover this, because the mouth guard is not cheap and it needs to be really tailored to you. It's not as good as just buying it at the grocery store. You really need to get someone who knows how to
fit it right.
For you.
The story of this fellow, it's been just a little time, Kent. There's not much to say. The first pig heart transplant didn't make it, right?
That is correct. You may wonder why we even think about transplanting a pig, because there's a big mismatch between available organs and people who need them. And at University of Maryland, they tried, and 2 months later, unfortunately, sadly, the person
didn't work. Yep, didn't work. Well, at least he got two more months out of it than he wouldn't have had otherwise. I suppose that's a way of looking at it. Coming up next here on DJV Health, questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronos here is at your service, so stick around for that. I'm Doug Steffen.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Past the hour, this is the DGD Health Program. I want to pay a quick tribute for a moment to, let's see how long we've been doing this. Well, you and I have been doing this for a long time, but for the last couple of years, we've had a guy named Al Peterson who has worked behind the scenes. This stuff doesn't just happen. It isn't just I open a microphone and Ken opens up the switch for a microphone and miraculously we're all put together. There are behind the scenes lots of people who over the years, heavens, in the 55, good God, or more years that I've been doing this, I've come across a lot of guys and women as well who were good at their job. I don't think I've come across anybody who was better than Al. And I'm trying to remember when I first met Al. I guess it was when I first started my connection with Radio America. And so he's retiring. Wish him well on his retirement. I suggest he's not really going to retire. He's just getting the heck away from people like us, Ken. That's it.
Well, I would second your thoughts about Al.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Never worked with anyone better, and we're going to miss him. We love him, and he's great.
Yeah, he's very appropriate. And the person doing the work is another veteran when Al is gone. But I just there's a comfort to being around. You know it as well as I do. When you have the people on your staff that I'll see when I'm there, they make me feel comfortable because it's obvious they know what they're doing. Who wants to go into even driving a bus or an airplane being flown or whatever the specialty is? Who wants to work with somebody that obviously doesn't know what the heck they're doing? I don't want to have somebody that's in your office who is a technologist doing stuff, and you don't either. And that's basically Al was a real good technician. So anyway, a tip of the hat to Al Peterson and wishing well for his long vacation, if you will. A couple of questions here before we run out of time paying tribute to Al. There are questions that have come up, and they always are coming up. You get them all the time at Lake Cardiology down in Florida where you practice. Are home or office blood pressure readings more accurate? Which is better, the home machine? I can remember over the years we've advertised a couple of different blood pressure monitors. So what do you tell people? Because you've got to get asked this every day.
Well, it's not what's more accurate. It's because blood pressure is reactive. It's reactive to your mental and physical state. You have to know what you're trying to do. And when we want to check your blood pressure, what we really want to know is your baseline. And that's what your lowest top number of the day. And you're not going to get that in most people in the office. But when you come to my office, I'm going to show you the latest in what we're doing, high tech, to help people get their blood pressures baselines accurately. We're going to show you this high tech watch that we're going to give you. And the insurances want to help. This is called remote patient monitoring. It's a high-tech way, very accurate, easy for people to get their accurate vital signs, and it's been shown to keep people out of the hospital, out of the ER, and that's why the insurers are very excited about supporting this.
All right, I look forward to that. Let's talk about ER visits for asthma. The air pollution, you know, you and I have talked about this for years because it seems like I always have an allergy to something. But lately, I haven't felt it. I don't feel in the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 months that I've had the allergies, and I'm not sure why, because normally, at least last 4 or 5 years, I've had allergies all through the season, I mean, all through the year. We all know that the farm brings those on, and maybe traveling does, but what's going on with that? And maybe, is there something going on in the air? Is it getting cleaner? But in this circumstance, the problem with asthma, is it just seasonal, or is there a problem with asthma? Is there more pollution? Does that affect asthma? Therefore, ER visits increase.
Well, it's very localized, and you know, it depends on where you are, who you are, how you're being treated, all of the above. So, if the quality of the air does affect many asthmatics, and the quality of their care affects their asthmatics. So there's a lot of variables here that go into the determination of who and when people go to the ER because they're having allergy flares.
Yeah. Allergies. And there are allergies that are described. A lot of people think allergies are related to outside. Like I'm allergic to all kinds of weeds on the farm. And it's sneeze and cough and all that stuff. But there are other things that you're allergic to. I'm sure that if you've had the problem, you've had it investigated. If not, got to see your doctor. Dr. Ken is the person I see. You can see him, too, at 352-735-1400. Meet up with Dr. Ken. He's here every week on DJV Health.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.